Baruch Hashem, we are towards the end of our shiurim in the Big Day Kahuna, and we're talking today about some of the ones that we were unable to speak about up until now. We know that the Kohen Gadol has Shmona Begadim. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 Begadim, not on Yom Kippur, but all year round he wears 8 Begadim. And we've spoken about at length some of those Big Day Kahuna. We spoke about the Ephod and the Choshen with the Urim Betumim. We spoke about the tzitz. We've had some real time. We went the me'il. We went through as far as the Kohen Gadol's begadim, each one on their own. We also spoke about the michnasayim. Michnasayim are worn by all kohenim, and we saw some indications that michnasayim may be unique, not because it's more chashav as much as it's either different or possibly even lower. It's only there lechasav b'sar erva. It's only there to cover up, so that a person has a certain degree of tznius, but not per se much more chashav. Than that. What we've had less time to talk about, and there is in a certain sense less to talk about, are the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Hedyot wears 4 begadim. Those 4 begadim that he wears, which are the michnasayim, the pants, the avnate is a belt, the ksones is the item that goes, sort of covers his, like, most of his body. We'll see the picture in a little bit. And so the avne, the michnasayim, the ksones, and the migba'as, the tznefes, and the kohen's hat. Those are the begadim. And the Kohen Gadol has an additional 4. They overlap on 4. Kohen Gadol has an additional 4. What I'm going to try to do today is as follows. We're going to try to focus a little bit on the ksones and a little bit on the avne. And as we go through the ksones and we'll go through the avne, we're going to point out really how we can deal with the way that they are built, their form and structure. We will then maybe take a step back and try to look at the Big Day Kohen Hedyot as a whole, and in doing so be able maybe to appreciate a bit more some of the machlokzim that you find dafka in regards to these begadim. So let's start with the ksones, and we're going to point out a bunch of different things. Number one, if you look at source number 5, so the Rashi tells us there in Perakov Chas Pasuk Dalad, Ha-Me'il Hukmin Chalak, V'chein HaKsones, both the Me'il and the Ksones have similar sort of, they look very similar in terms of their shape. They are, I'll get you a, if you remember the Me'il, at least according to some research, the Me'il is sort of a beged that covers much of your body. It may or may not have sleeves, it may have holes for your arms, maybe holes in the middle, maybe more like a talus, like a beged of talus, but it covers like your upper body and goes a bit down. After your body, it goes a bit lower. The ksones also, says Rashi, looks very similar. The ksones also covers your upper body, and it actually goes all the way down, not like pants. I'm wearing the chasayim. It's in a certain sense more like a dress. It covers my arms, my upper body, and also my lower body. Rashi describes that the difference is that the me'il is on top, the ksones is samach lebesaro. The ksones is what you put on that is more directly connected. It's right on top of your, it's on your body. When you put on, I put my michnasayim on, and then I put my ksones on. It has sleeves also. It has sleeves also. The sleeves are made separately and then attached to the rest. The sleeves are made separately and then they are attached to the rest of the Rambam writes, Pebbles of Mikdash, Perkhas, Alachat Zion, Ubis Yad Shelah, Ne'erag, Bifne Asmo, they are sewed separately. Umicharbet also, Im Guf HaKsones, Bitfira, and they're sewed on to the rest of the actual Ksones. Point number 3, the Rambam points out as well, this is pretty clear, that the Ksones goes towards right above the ankle. The length of the Ksones goes right above the ankle. Because it has to go right above the ankle, so one thing which is fairly clear is that the ksones may be different sizes depending on your size. It has to be a good fit. So we're going to make sure the ksones is going to go about your ankle, so mine would be maybe a little bit smaller than Rafi's. That is, that's as far as the ksones goes. There is one very soda stick, maybe in a little bit we'll appreciate why, machlokes harishonim. And we'll see machlokesim about this with a couple of the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. On the one hand, both a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot wear a ksones. However, it is possible that there is a difference between them. The Rambam and Hilchos Klei Mikdash, as well as the Ramban, maintain The Ramban points this out that no, Minir Mikan Chayu Aksonas Shavos Be'av Uvivanim, that they're really the same. Whatever the Ksonas looks like by the Kohen Gadol, it is the same Ksonas that you have in the Kohen Hedyo. That's also, again, the opinion of the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. You can look at it there in Perek Tas Halachat HaZayin. What they both have as far as the material is Mishbetzes. What does it mean, Mishbetzes? It's a bit of a fancier material. It's not like a like an undershirt. It's like straight cotton. Mishbetzes is probably a little bit more like a dry fit. Is that what how you would describe it? Like, if you look at it here, it's not mesh, but it has more of a texture to it. Again, I think dry fit may actually be, I own one pair of dry fit apparel. And yeah, so I've a recent purchase, so I'm learning. But yeah, a little bit more. If you look a bit closer, you can see it has a bit of a design and structure to it. It's not straight and flat. So the Rambam and the Ramban maintain that it's true both with the Big Day Kohen Gadol, as well as with the Big Day Kohen Hedyo. In contrast, there is a famous Eben Ezra. Famous, I mean, in the context of the sugya of the Ksones. It's a famous Eben Ezra. I don't know if it's like, you know, a person doesn't know this is somehow like radically, you know, lacking in there. It's not like, you know, mufla samachleish. The Eben Ezra writes, that was a way of building in that chazara, for those that did not last night. The mufla samachleish. The Eben Ezra writes that there's actually a chila between the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyo, look at this particular prop. The Kohen Gadol, and there are good textual reasons why you would suggest this, the Kohen Gadol's Ksones has that material, the dry fit like material. It has more of that structure. The Kohen Hedyo, it's Kohen Hedyo is much more plain. If you write here, Eben Ezra, Gemara Kosovah, Ksonus Aaron, Betchilo, Ksonus Tashbeit, if the Ksonus has different names, it's something that's called Ksonus Tashbeit, and something that's called Ksonus. And the Eben Ezra Medai, Ksonus Tashbeit, that's a different kind of Ksonus. It's kind of Ksonus that you only have by the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to Shechimish, Shubetis, Levada, Velokain, Ksonus Banav. When it comes to the referring to the Ksonas that the Kohen Hedyo was going to wear, it just says via Bishem Kisanos, or it's just referring to it as a plain Ksonas, not Ksonas Tashbeitz. That's the Diyuk of the Eben Ezra. That is as far as the Ksonas goes. We spoke about how it's on your body, it covers your upper body, goes in your lower body, also like a skirt all the way to above your knees. The arms are sewed, are made separately and then sewed on. Sorry, above your ankles, I should have said. And the machlokes is about the material. We now move on to the avnei. We'll get to, I think, some nice lumdus in a little bit, but we have to get to some of the nitty gritty, both because it's mamish Torah Hashem, and also because it will set the stage for preaching what we're going to say. Yeah.
What's the difference between
the Kohen Gadol's has that like that fancier material. It's mishbetzes. It has like a more of a texture to it, and the Kohen Hedyo's is not. It's much plainer. Okay, the avnei. Let's point out a bunch of things about the Avnei. Number one, Rashi points out as Perishal Torah there in Perek Chavches Pasuk Dalet there in Shmos that the Avnei is Chagura al Haksones. If you remember, for Rashi, the way it works like this: you have your Ksones at Samach Lubisaro. The Avnei is the belt I would put over the Ksones. I would then put the Me'il, and the Ephod is like the belt on top of the Me'il. So the way there's like two levels. Pretty if you're the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyo has the Ksones with the Avnate, a belt tied around. Avnate's a belt. The Kohen Gadol would add on top. Then you have a Me'il on top of that with an Ephod, which is the equivalent of almost like his Ksones and Avnate. So he has a Me'il and an Ephod as well on top of that. That's what Rashi describes. As far as the size of this belt, of this Avnate, if you look in the Rambam, Halachos Chayim Mikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Tes, the Rambam writes that it is three etzba'os wide, that means it's not super wide. It is archo lamed beis amma, it's 32 ammas long. Now, however large you hold an amma happens to be, 32 ammas is fairly large, which means that if it's going to function as a belt, you're going to have to wrap it around. You're going to have to wrap it around a little bit. That's how you would make the the avnate. The materials that were used, this is a mefurish pasuk in Parsh Pekudei, Perek Lamites, Chavtes, V'yesa avnate, Sheish Mashdar, Ustelas, V'argaman, V'solas, Shani. Has those four materials, Sheish Mashdar, Ustelas, Argaman, V'solas, Shani. A lot of those materials we've already been familiar with a little bit from previous weeks. Stelas Argamon. Argamon is indigo. Is that the exact way of saying it? So Lashani, anyone know the English translation of that?
Scott
crimson. Crimson, yeah. Okay. And Shesh Mashdar? That's more how it's... Okay. Whatever, it is what it is. You have a similar machlokas like we saw with Ksones. You have also when it comes to the Avnate, and that is the important question as to whether the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol is the same as the Avnate of the Kohen Gedol. On the one hand, they both are worn. On the one hand, they have the same, they appear to have the same name. Unlike Ksones, which according to Avnate may even have different names, of Ksones Tashbeitz and regular Ksones. Here you do have, the same name, but you have an important machlokes harishonim. Sorry, machlokes really in the Gemara in Maseches Yuma and Daf Yabez and Midbez. Many of us are familiar with the fact that the first seven prakim of Maseches Yuma deal primarily with the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. I should have said it more. Sorry, that's not the place it could have been. With the avodah that takes place on Yom Kippur. For some reason, that we would call that the avodah only the Kohen Gadol. For other reason, we would not say that. Maybe we'll see. I'll reference this Rashash Taka on the Sugya on Yabez and Yabez. That brings a raya. If you know what I'm talking about, that brings an important raya from this Gemara. And in the context of the Kohen Gadol's Begadim, so Gemara has a machlokas about the Avnei. And the Gemara establishes, at least within one day of the following, the Avnei of the Kohen Gadol was made out of Kilayim. The Avnei of the Kohen Gadol was made out of Kilayim. Some of us, that maybe we're going to remember a little bit Machlokas HaRishonim Ram and the Ravid as far as, you know, the nature of that heter of Kilayim that takes place on the Avnate. That was from the first week. There is a Machlokas there in Maseches Yuma on Daf Yabez. Is that the same thing when it comes to the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot? Is the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot going to be made out of Kilayim similar to the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol? Or is it going to be made more out of fish, out of pishtan? And how do we translate that? Flax. What is that for, like,
linen.
That's linen. That we would use, we don't know flax is, we just know that word comes up a lot in, like, our scroll terminology. But I think linen is what we would say. And that's a machlokas also there in the Gemara, whether it's considered to be the same or it's considered to be different. Again, the one, if you hold that it's very plain, so that's going to be something which is more or less, if it doesn't have the kilayim, again, it's a much simpler sort of plain linen kind of a belt. I have to just point out, Derech Agav, because we're referencing the Yuma piece, that Machlokas happens to be very important for understanding the nature of Bidei Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We spoke about it a little bit, I think I may have referenced it very, very briefly on Yom Kippur night, for those of us that are not sufficiently... top of that. So there is some discussion, because part of the shaila is the big day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he drops down to four begadim. We spoke at the beginning of the first week a little bit as to whether his begadim are considered to be the same as the Kohen Hedyot's begadim all year round. Machlokes between Rashi and Rambam, maybe whether the big day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur are again the same or different, whether it's more about not wearing Bidei Kohen Gadol, or it's more about a unique idea of wearing white. But that's all a little bit of an aside. For those that are familiar with that, hopefully it was a little bit of chazara. I want to take a little bit of a step back. We find an interesting phenomenon here, and I want to sort of frame a question for you about the Bigdei Kuna, and I want to bring that out by focusing on one very important issue, Machlokes HaRishonim, about Bigdei Kuna as a whole. On one level, let me start with the machlokas as a whole, and then we'll connect it back to our sugya to try to offer a suggestion. With Bidei Kehuna and Bigdei Kohen Gadol, so we know that Kohen Gadol has four begadim that the Kohen Hedyot doesn't have, and we seem to have a little bit of machlokas, and we begin to feel a little bit whether those four that the Kohen Hedyot has are those considered to be are they the same four that Kohen Gadol has? Are the Avnates really the same? Are the Kesones is really the same? You have the same Shaila, not by Mechnasayim, the same Shaila by the Mikvahs, by the hat. Are those really the same or not? You have machlokas in between the Rambam and the Ravid there. The Rambam thinks that they're really much, much more similar. The Ravid thinks they're really different. And you do have a range of discussions. First, the four, we know the four again that are unique are very separate. What about the four that they share? Are those really the same or are those really different? And l'chora at first glance, what we seem to encounter here is a bit of a Machlokas HaRishonim. the Rambam and the Ramban in the context of the Ksones maintain that they're really the same. Those four they share. The Kohen Gadol may be unique because of the additional four, but those four they really share. Whereas according to the Ibn Ezra, no, it's very, very different. Similarly, that Gemara in Yuma, Dafi Beis and Beis raises a similar question. Do we view them as really being fundamentally the same, or are they on some level different? Again, the differences may be technical. It's possible the differences are more for side issues. It's possible, this is just as an example throwing out there, that the hat of the Kohen Gadol is a little bit different, because the Kohen Gadol also has to have a tzitz on top. He also has to have some, you know, you need more spit. Whatever it is, there are different questions that may or may not come up. But that's just to frame the issue a little bit, how different or similar are they. There's one context where you do find an important discussion. The Rishonim appear to have a machlokas in terms of the building of the Bidei Kahuna. We spent a lot of time understanding exactly how you build them, as far as the details of them, but the building of them. On the one hand, there are Rishonim that are fairly clear. The Ramban in this Perish al HaTorah, the Sfarno, as well as many others, the Bidei Kahuna have to be built lishma. They have to be built lishma. When I'm making the Bidei Kahuna, I have to make them lishma. It happens to be, stam, maybe just a little bit interesting. The Ramban has a very important lashon here that I think one can appreciate. I think one can and should appreciate. He writes, Vayua begadim tzrichen asiyah lishma. This is in Chavchas Beis. The Ramban writes, the begadim have to be made lishma. So we have reason something has to be made lishma. That's the Ramban's Perish Al Torah. That's a Sfarno, Rabbeinu Bechai and others. The Ramban, though, if you read him closely, is sensitive to a distinction between lishma and kavana. They need to be made lishma. Yitachin, tzrichin lishma. Yitachin, they also need kavana. B'derek klal, many of us would probably assume that lishma and kavana are interchangeable terms. That lishma and kavana do very, very similar. Very similar things. There is, just to point out, if you understand, I think Omek HaPshat, maybe in this Ramban, there's a Birka Shmuel and Gidden Simen Yud, I believe, where Baruch Ber is Mechalik between Lishma and Kavana. Lishma, the way he understands it, maybe more about creating a Chefza. You create Lishma is needed when you're creating a certain kind of Chefza. You want to make Tzitzis. Tzitzis requires Lishma. You want to make a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah requires Lishma. Kavana, or Baruch Ber writes, often has more to do with the Maisa of the Gavra. Has much more to do with the Maisa of the Gavra. It is possible, this is a suggestion that just again hit me this morning, but I would think this makes sense, that that's why it's borrowed that they require Lishma, because I'm trying to create a certain kind of Chefza. I'm trying to create Big Day Kahuna. They definitely require Lishma. Whether they also require Kavana, so that's not going to be so clear. I would suggest maybe as Tali in a question of whether Asiyas, Big Day Kahuna, is actually a mitzvah or not. If you go back to the first week, the extent to which it's considered to be a mitzvah, so then you would with Ora be much more likely to assume that you would require that you would require kavana. If not. Some of us may remember that's the Machlokas HaRishonim. The footnotes here in the Oz B'Hadr one has a very different pshat from what that's about. But I would, if you want to know just my own leanings as far as a pshat and the kavana lishma, I happen to think that's not a bad Ora. We could have set that up to be more of like a kasha with an answer. Instead, we just went, you know, straight to the punchline. There are others, though, and the Or HaChaim, I should point out, is very clear, that all of the Bidei Kahuna require Asiyah Lishma. All of the Bidei Kahuna, the Or HaChaim points out, require Asiyah Lishma. On the other hand, the Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Tzadi Tes, that in the Rambam, there's no indication the Bidei Kahuna have to be made Lishma. There's no indication the Bidei Kahuna have to be made Lishma. You have to have Bidei Kahuna, but Lav Dafka, since Minchas Chinuch is not clear in the Rambam, they actually require Lishma at all. That in and of itself is an important machlokas. It may relate to questions like, though not mukrach, what the purpose of the Bidei Kahuna is. Is it more just about a necessary hechsher to be able to perform avoda? Is it something maybe a little bit more than that? No, that's a question that is important, but not really a question so much relevant for now. The Mishnah Yaakov points out that l'chora we have a stira in the Ramban on this particular nekuda, and it's an interesting one. The Ramban in this Perish al HaTorah is clear, like we just said, that it requires lishma. However, the Ramban in the Milchamos, to Meseches Yuma, the Ramban points out that whether the Bidei Kahuna really require Lishma is actually, he thinks, a machlokes in Meseches, in the Yerushalmi Meseches Yuma, and that Yitachin, that we Paskin, it doesn't require, they don't require Asiyah Lishma. So ask the Mishnah Yaakov, I don't understand the Pshat. Do they or do they not require Lishma according to the Ramban? And his Perish Al Torah sounds like they do require Lishma. In the Milchamos, it sounds like they do not require. Sounds like they do not require lishma. What exactly is the pshat? I should have noted as an aside. The Sfarno thinks not only do you need lishma in the making it, you need lishma when you actually take the materials. When you come to take the gold for it, you require lishma also. That's a big fetish that is reminiscent of Hilchos Tzitzis as far as what stage in the process requires lishma. For those that are, again, a little bit more familiar with that, I don't think anyone here... we learned Tzitzis together. So I think we spoke about that at the time a little bit, how much of that, how far back it could go. At least we were maybe going to speak about it until, you know, you guys were up north for most of the summer. The Minchas Yitzchak, Diane Weiss and Minchas Yitzchak, you have a similar shot by the Kli Chemda. We referenced this a little bit in the first week. They suggest a fundamental distinction for the Ramban as far as when you do and don't require Lishma. They point out you have to be Modet, Minchas Yitzchak, it's a little bit Dachak, but it does work with some of the evidence. That Yitachin Yesh Chalik between Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hedyor. Big Day Kohen Gadol may require Lishma. If you look in the context of the Ramban and his comments and his Perush al Torah, it's in the context of Big Day Kohen Gadol. And maybe that Mochamo is talking about Big Day Kohen Hedyor. Big Day Kohen Gadol require a certain kind of Asiya Lishma. They require more as opposed to Big Day Kohen Hedyor. That in and of itself is interesting. We'd want to, again, explore maybe one step deeper why exactly that would be so. Why that would be so. And what at least some of the Achronim suggest, I believe the Chemdas Yisrael suggests, I didn't get a chance to look it up for today, but I believe that he suggests it has to do with the exact function and nature of the Bidei Kuna. The Bidei Kohen Gadol are made L'chavot V'lisifaras. They're made L'chavot V'lisifaras, and not only that, if I use the Lashonos that we're familiar with from last week, Lava Trebi, that may define the essence of the Bidei Kuna, L'chavot V'lisifaras. As opposed to the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, again, not all would agree to this, but we'll explain a couple of things. As opposed to the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, which are really not made as much for L'chavod Vile Sifaras. Those are not made as much for L'chavod Vile Sifaras. Those instead are much more, in a certain sense, functional. There may also be an element of L'chavod Sifaras, but primarily they are there. They're much plainer in their material. It's straight up linen, it's all white, it doesn't have the same kind of like choshen and ephod with the fanciness and the tzitz. You're lacking all, or the me'il, you're lacking it with the pamon, the rimons in the bottom, the choshen and the ramban, whether they're inside or alternating, but where it doesn't have the same kind of fancy criteria. If that's true, we're going to dig a little bit deeper in a second, but if that's true, so that may be the difference in Lishma also, especially if you view it the way we said it before. If the purpose of Lishma is to create a certain kind of chefza, not just something functional, but something that creates a certain kind of real inherent value, so it may be that Bidei Kohen Gadol with a certain kind of Lechavah V'Lisifares, that requires more of a Lishma. There's etzem more chashivas in the construction of the Bidei Kuna, of the Bidei Kohen Gadol, because they may serve a very important function that relates a little bit to what we spoke about the first week as far as why Lechavah V'Lisifares may be relevant, as opposed to on the other end of things, the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, which are more something you have to wear so you can perform avoda, something you can wear, it's more of a hechsher and things like that, the need for lishma may be much, much less. And they suggest that is the chilik for the Ramban between the Big Day Kohen Gadol and the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. I want to just deepen a little bit, just to maybe avoid a question and deepen a little bit. All we've said so far in terms of this vort for the Ramban is that the four unique Big Day Kohen Gadol are pure L'chavah V'Lisifaras. We pointed out that the four that the Kohen Hedyot wears are maybe straight up much plainer, functional, things like that. What may give us more insight into the machloksim that we saw here are how my mavir those four that the Kohen Gadol share with the Kohen Hedyot. How do we mavir them? As an example, when you take the ksones for the Rambam and the Ramban, it's the same as the Kohen Hedyot. In a chinami, the Kohen Gadol's may be unique, but it is the additional four that establish it as unique. Those that they share with are essentially the same. The Eben Ezra says not at all. The Eben Ezra's ksones tashbeit says the Eben Ezra, even the four that it looks like they're the same, it looks like there's overlap, those themselves are actually very, very different. Even those are very, very different. And how do we... And it's different in the way of L'chav or V'Lisifares. It's a fancier material that you have with the Kohen Hedyot, with the Kohen Gadol's Ksones, than the Kohen Hedyot. Similarly with the Avnate. The Avnate also, again, the four of the Kohen Gadol, those I get are very, very fancy, V'chulei. The four of the Kohen Hedyot that he has Dafka for him, those I get are much more basic. The four that overlaps, the Avnate also. Does the Kohen head yotz also have? Is it the same, or is it considered to be different? Is his just much simpler because it's a much more simple kind of a thing? How exactly you're magdir it? It's a similar kind of question. There are ways to break it down in different ways. They may all be the same. They may all be mechalav l'sefar, all the same because they're all functional avoda, all the same because they're all about l'chalav l'sefaras as being definitional. But we're suggesting, at least within the Ramban, Mechitzel points out that maybe there's a chilik between them, and we're trying to deepen that a little bit by pointing out that the real style is going to be those four. That's going to have, I think, some significant nafkaminas for the one bag of which you didn't not get a chance to really speak about that much. That is the Mikvas and the Mitznafes, but you've against similar kinds of machloksim. Similar kinds of machloksim in interesting ways, if I can just mention it very briefly. According to the Ravid, they're actually different. According to the Rambam, the two hats the Kohen Gadol wears and the Kohen Hedyo wears, if you look in the picture, I'll make it a little bit clearer, they really are the same, but the way that I put them on is going to be different. That in and of itself is thought-provoking. If the way I wear it is different, is that because they're really the same and it's purely technical? Or if it's really about the chavah b'sefaras, it's all about style and the way that you pull it off. Two guys can wear the same suit, and for one of them, if they wear it the right way, it's going to look very, very nice, and one of them, it's going to be much, much more basic. And that may be why, on the one hand, there are some that would look at the Rambam and say, no, listen, they're all fundamentally the same. It's a technical difference in how you wear it. We may point out that even a technical difference in how you wear it may reflect a fundamental distinction between the Vidikuna as far as what is considered to be the chavod and what is considered to be lisif aras.
So we just stop and I'll just point out a couple.
Let me just say a couple things about the shiur in general. Thanks, Evan. About the shiur in general.